Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
How does that sound? Nice?
I mean, why are you not on the radio?
Yeah, well, I could, you know, ask any radio producer that. This is a voice for radio, right? I've got a face for radio, even.
No, you've got a face.
For
me.
Silver screen. I'd love to be on radio. Jeff Lloyd's had me on his radio show on several occasions, and he's always said, oh, we'd be great on the radio together. I think, yeah, great.
Your voice is so good.
Yeah. I mean,
tonally,
is it? Has it got a nice resonance?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah?
I've been thinking about, and it's not a fanciful thought that came and went. It's come and it's slightly stayed. You know how you have quite a lot of outside of school kind of things
activity.
That you enjoy doing,
extracurricular activity.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like piano and learning guitar, and you want to DJ, and I have nothing.
Really?
Yeah. So anyway, I was watching the Jubilee. Can we just hats off to the BBC for the Jubilee? It was amazing.
It was
the show.
Very good, yeah. Thoroughly
the
enjoyable.
The lighting. Yeah. Whoever did the lighting and the design.
They call that VJing. Did you know that?
Whoever VJed.
They did a good job.
They did a great job.
They did a very good job. I was trying to put VJ, VG there, but failed.
Yeah. But it was extraordinary. It was a brilliant show. Sam Ryder, who we championed on this podcast anybody else did, we championed him in lockdown.
Yeah, he could probably credit us with his success, I think.
Not sure about that. But he was one of my favourite performers of the whole night. His smiley face is so contagious.
Yeah.
And, you know, matching that with an amazing voice. And I did think, look, I love Adam Lambert and I think he's brilliant as a front man of Queen. But actually, I think if Adam Lambert ever got tonsillitis...
Or glandular fever.
Sam Ryder has to step in. He would be amazing as the front man in Queen.
Yeah. I'll tell you,
I would pay money to watch that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would as well, actually. I agree with that. I mean, I love Brian May. I think he's fantastic.
Oh, my God, he's so good.
I love following him on Instagram.
I was just going to say, we should quickly talk about his Instagram account.
It's
brilliant. Is he just called Brian May on Instagram?
I think so. Should we have a little look? Because I followed him during lockdown.
Because you told me to follow him.
Yeah.
And he is brilliant on lockdown. Because he's almost like a parody of Brian May, but it is actually him.
3 million followers. Oosh! And then he did a little post yesterday in his outfit there. And he
Brian May for real.
Limbering up. There's a show to do. Yeehaw! That was, that was yesterday. I think he must have done that. I mean, he's great. I really like him. When I saw him doing his bit on the guitar, I was just like, oh, there's me dad, you know. I was like so full of pride for him. And Adam Lambert's very good and everything, but when you go onto YouTube, and the one I would like people to go and watch is Queen, Somebody to Love, 1981 in Montreal. And Freddie Mercury is just virtually unbeatable.
Oh.
But when Sam Ryder did his thing last night, the only thing that went through my brain is, oh, I think you could do the Freddie stuff.
Yes.
Like, really well.
I think he could too, but I think he did. Back in the day, he's definitely done Freddie.
You think he's done a Freddie?
Yeah, he has. And he's been promoting Spaceman. So we have actually managed to find Sam Ryder doing a Queen cover.
Big news. I'm going to be doing a live stream concert. I'd love you to be there. Click the link in my bio for more info.
Oh.
Guess better sing. Let's go. Mama, just kill the man.
Yeah, it's very good, isn't it?
But it's his face. Look at his lovely smiley face.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great.
Look at him.
I used to sing this. Oh, very good.
God, he's so good. I love him. I love him. I love his smiliness.
In the encore of my band, we used to do that. Mm. And I used to wear a vest and put on an arm strap.
And the moustache.
And I put a stick-on moustache. So I did a kind of parody of it, but I was trying to do it really well at the same time.
It's really hard.
It's a very difficult song to sing. Yeah. And I would let the crowd sing all the tricky bits.
Yeah, that's really clever.
Yeah, you just throw them the mic. Yeah. To do all that bit.
And we don't want it. We're not to sing Adam Lambert.
No, because he's obviously brilliant. That. Yeah,
because he is an amazing, amazing singer. We are just big upping Sam Ryder because he was great. And, you know, he's a complete novice at this kind of, you know, performing. I mean, he's done the Eurovision and now the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. That's a big year for him. And he's still firmly got both feet planted on the ground and such a nice man. And there were so many people online last night saying, oh, I haven't seen this guy before. You know, people that don't watch Eurovision, people that may not have found him in lockdown. And it was so nice to see him getting the kind of kudos and respect
that he deserves. It's it'll be interesting to see if he can
transcend from Eurovision.
Because nobody has been able to do that probably since ABBA or Bucks Fizz or something like that, right? I mean, Bucks Fizz did it briefly. But there is something like, oh, I can't think of what of the word. It would be emotional about seeing somebody with extreme talent expressing that talent, which brings us on to our first recommendation, which is we are going to see Jacob Collier in a couple of weeks' time on June the 16th in Brighton, I think it is. And in preparation for this, I was mucking about the internet looking for things for of him, and I found a documentary that Alan Yentov had done as part of the Imagine series on the BBC iPlayer, and it's this year, so it's 2022, and it's a documentary about the life and talent of Jacob Collier. Now, I don't know how many people know about this guy.
Not that
We've
many.
Mentioned him a few times, but lots of people I don't think have that never many. Heard of him.
Yeah.
So he's huge on Instagram.
Do you know, Jonathan Ross, obviously I'm working with Jonathan Ross, Oti Mabuse, Peter Crouch, none of them.
You're kidding.
Had heard of Jacob Collier. I can't believe that Jonathan hasn't had him on his show.
Me too. So 1.5 million followers. But I remember when I stumbled across him, he had about 500,000. And that was, he'd been working with Coldplay on Everyday Life and he'd done some...
But I'd been talking to you about him forever.
You had mentioned him a few times, but I'd not put that and him together at this point. And then you pulled out a song called All I Need, which is just incredible. It seems to have harnessed bits of the 80s, like there's bits of Hall & Oates in there and all sorts of things, but then this amazing dancey...
Well, his influences are really interesting. So his influences are... do you remember I worked with Adam Garcia on Got to Dance? And I didn't fancy Adam Garcia. I just want to put it out there, but I did do him a mixtape because I wanted to... introduce him to some music that he didn't know. And I did one for Adam and Chris, who was his dance partner, of jazz tracks that I thought that, or old tracks that I thought that they might not know that they could tap dance to. And all of the people on that playlist were people that were Jacob Collier influences. It was quite interesting. Quincy Jones, Herb Alpert. Okay. Like it was Herbie really, Hancock. It was Herbie Hancock. Yeah. It was fascinating.
Wow. Mm. So the idea was he was going to make four albums. He's yet to make the fourth album.
So he's made Jesse 3.
Yeah. And I think he's done something like a jazz record, a pop record, a kind of...
Collaborations. I don't know if that's what he meant it to be, but...
The final record is a mixture of all the three previous records, I think, or all those styles, I think, gelled into one. Anyway, I started to watch this documentary because I was fascinated to know a bit about his life, because you see him on Instagram in a little room in his house in North London. Turns out he lives with his mum still because he travels the world so much. He doesn't see any point in buying a house. He always just goes back to his mum's, and that's where he makes all this music. And he's been making music in this room since he was about 9 years old, I think. I'm guessing he's in his mid-20s now, is he?
I think even since before that, from like when he was 3 or 4, he did violin in there. His mum is a concert violinist and also teaches violin and is an extremely accomplished musician in her own right. And all three of her children were brought up listening to music. She asked Jacob, "What is this note?" And she was hoovering.
That's right.
Because every single thing in the world, you know, that has a note.
Yeah.
A hoover has a note. A blender has a note.
Yeah.
But can you hear it?
Mm.
And they were brought up being able to hear music everywhere, in everything.
And I started to watch this thing just out of interest. I mean, I've always been interested in musical success, and I'm happy to watch virtually musical documentaries about anybody because I'm just fascinated by that world, you know. But I don't think I've watched anything that's made me so emotional, really. It really made me cry a lot, and I could never really work out why. I still can't to this day, but I think it's just seeing anybody do something really, really well. Fills my heart with joy, really. So this documentary seems to do it in just an incredible way. So you learn a little bit about his life. His mum seemed to have raised him and his two sisters. Like Davina had said, she's a highly accomplished musician herself. And then he learnt how to layer tracks up himself, and then he learnt how to play all these instruments. So he can literally play every single instrument and then mix them together to make just unbelievable music and incredible sounds. But he seems to have this ability to create these different chord shapes and these different sounds that nobody else seems to have done before. And it's just remarkable. It's absolute genius, this stuff. It's amazing. So, yes, I would urge people to go and watch it if you're interested in music or you know anything about this guy or you've heard of him and you'd like to know a little bit more about him. He's on tour in Britain, I think, starting from next week, and all the venues that he was playing, he's had to upscale them all because the demand for him has gone absolutely through the roof. So we were going to see him in quite a small theatre in Brighton. It's now been pushed to the Brighton Dome. So there might be tickets for that concert, Dublin. So it looks like there's tickets for Manchester, Gateshead, Glasgow, Cambridge, London sold out. There's still tickets for Brighton, I think, and there's another one in London, June the 20th.
We would absolutely massively recommend you go and see him. I would consider him to be the literally musical genius. I mean, who was it that they said was Mozart?
Yeah.
Beethoven. You know, he's like, he has discovered notes between notes. Yes. That don't exist on a piano, that he makes chords that just are so alien, and he hears things that other people can't hear, but he puts it all together and makes magic.
He got these emails from Quincy Jones and Herbie Hancock just saying, "What have you done to music?" And then his career's obviously gone on to wonderful things. But there's a great song called "Is All I Need." And God, it's so good.
With Mahalia.
Yeah.
And Ty Dolla Sign.
That's right. And there's a little piece in the documentary about that song. And as soon as you hear it, you just think, oh, God, everything about it's familiar and brilliant, but also completely modern and different. It's so good. So on the iPlayer, it's part of the Imagine series. Alan Yentob hosts the show, who's quite a prolific kind of art connoisseur, I guess. So he knows his stuff. But it's a really impressive, I think it's about 72 minutes long. And if you like music or your kids like music or anything like that, then there's some great Talking Heads interviews with people like Chris Martin and stuff like that as well that's thrown in there. But I'd highly, highly recommend it. It's a brilliant, brilliant thing to watch. I have absolutely loved every single minute of it. Superb.
I mean, I haven't finished it yet, but I really like him.
Oh, there's something.
He's like an innocent.
Yes, I know. He really is, isn't he? He's like a gift.
And
right
when you
now.
Go and see him in concert, you turn into a choir. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you about watching the Jubilee pageant and me having a pastime to enjoy, a sort of an extracurricular thing to do. I want to get singing lessons.
Oh, do you?
Yes. I want to, like, learn opera.
Oh, yeah, you fancy doing some opera singing, don't you? Oh, great.
I mean, I don't even think I can. I think I'd possibly,
of course you could.
ruined my voice over years, but I do feel like when I try and really sing well, I can, but I can't because I don't know how to properly.
Yeah, I had some singing lessons. Yeah, and it was really good. They really can open up your voice in a way that you didn't
really
think you
like
can.
Opera.
No, but it'd just be nice
like
to belt
the
something
sound
out
of opera.
There was we did that song "Creep" by Radiohead in the band, and I didn't really like it. I had real difficulty getting on the right note on the first line of the song. You know, I'd always come in slightly off, and then I'd find my feet into the song and all the rest of it, and then it's quite good. And then there's a bit that goes run, 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 and it goes on a bit. And I remember thinking, I'm absolutely terrified to sing this bit. It was in a rehearsal with everybody, but I'd never sang like that before. You know, I'd just sung like The Who and songs that you'd barked a bit, but you were roughly in one octave for the whole song, and all of a sudden you were going right outside the range of anything that I was comfortable doing. But you know, when you just think, oh well, you stood on the edge of the precipice, to steal your
close
analogy,
your
you just had to step off, and then I did this thing. The guitarist, I can't remember his name now, but he stopped and he went, "Bloody hell, I can't believe you did that." You know, and I was like, did I do it? You know, we'd absolutely nailed it. But every time when we were playing live or anything and that song came up, when I came to that note, I used to think, please don't let me down. But
do you know, that really reminds me of, you know, there's that note in Lovely Day.
Yeah.
By Bill Withers.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody always holds the really long
note
Bill Withers has it. It's like that,
yeah,
isn't
totally,
it? Like,
totally,
and
yeah.
You did it.
Yeah, I did it. And the funny thing is that, I didn't realise this, but as you do it properly, you run so out of breath that you nearly pass out. And I used to have to hold on to something so I didn't fall over. And I used to think, I can't believe I'm actually going to pass out when we sing this song, you know, because all the air comes out of your body entirely, you know, and you don't get enough chance to pull it back in. I just think, oh, I'm going to go, you know.
I wonder if the Fatback Band, when they sang I Found Loving, I had that. Do you remember the long note in that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, I've just got to tell you about a song that I heard this week that I really enjoyed, that I don't think that many of our listeners will enjoy maybe as much as I do. It's by a band called Wet Leg. And Wet Leg was supporting Inhaler when we went to go and see them. I'm slightly obsessed by them anyway. They've got one of the songs on their latest album is called Your Mum. Okay, so there's this bit where she goes, I've been practicing my loudest and longest scream.
Okay.
I'm going to... Okay. Yeah. This what we just talked about made me think of it.
Very good. At a concert, I bet it really goes off there, doesn't it? Boom. Yeah, very good. They're very good, then. They're getting a bit of traction on Wet Leg, aren't they?
I love Wet Leg so much.
They're a young band. Are they Irish? I've got no idea
who they are.
But go and have a listen to them if you're looking for some new music, because I absolutely agree. Their songs are really kind of funny and quirky, but super cool.
It's called Your Mum, and Your Mum. It says... I don't know what you've become. I feel sorry for your mum.
Okay.
They're a British indie rock band from the Isle of Wight. Founded in 2019 by Rian Teasdale and Hester Chambers. They really remind me a bit of the B-52s. I know we talked about them a bit when we were talking about Inhaler. I've got something I want to talk to you about.
Absolutely. Hit me with it.
So I was just with Harriet and Dan downstairs. Mm. Harriet is my daughter's, Holly's best friend. And she often comes to stay with us because her parents moved away from the area she grew up in, and I still live here. So she comes to stay sometimes, and she's staying with us with her lovely boyfriend, Dan. And I said, right, any recommendations for the podcast? I'm going upstairs. And they said, oh, my God, we've got an amazing one. I was like, yes, fantastic. So if any of you know anyone with a student friend, mm-hmm. or that is a student, or that has a child that is a student, if they have got a university email address,
yep.
or actually it seems like a school email address will do. So even if you're at secondary school, but you have an email address connected to your school, which kind of makes you a student, mm-hmm. You can sign up to UniDays. Now, UniDays is, as the website is, myunidays.com, and it's spelled UNIDAYS, and it's UniDays on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But this is the most amazing cut price app ever. So Harriet, every time she goes out to buy anything, she gets 20%, for example, off Under Armour. Mm-hmm. Monica Vinader, 60% off. Lee Jeans, extra 10% off now. Offends, 20% off. I mean, these are massive discounts. It's unbelievable. Food, drink, health and fitness, lifestyle,
yeah.
Technology, TVs, they're 30%, yeah. 30% off televisions.
Mac computers as well. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Mm.
So Sonny has got UniDays, and when I go to Topman shopping with him, when I used to go to bloody Topman before it's gone, he always says, do you want to use my UniDays? I'd be like, yeah, you go and get it all. So
this is, but it's amazing, yeah, it really the is. Discount that you can get on UniDays. Mm. I mean, it made my heart sing. I just thought, my God, this is absolutely magic. So just make sure that they remember to use it. I mean, Ray-Bans. There was 60% off Boohoo.
What would you get off at Ray-Ban? This is exclusive offers.
Exclusive offers. 50% off selected styles.
50%?
Yeah.
At Ray-Ban?
And 50% off prescription glasses.
God almighty, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. And also, not only that, they've got competitions. Uh-huh. They've got things where you can win tickets to things. Mm. It's not just money off.
Yeah.
There's actual kind of events and stuff, you know, that you can get stuff for your house or get tickets for your mates or...
See, if you're dead smart about it, remember last week we talked about going through the British Airways shop.
Yes.
And then using your Amex for Airways points and then going through UniDays at the same time.
Yes.
Like, you can stack up the benefits in a big, big way.
In a huge way.
Shop in a really smart
shop
way.
Shop smart.
Mm. Yeah, my son got an Apple Mac about a year or so ago with UniDays discount. And
how much
incredible.
Discount do you think?
About 20% or something like that, which was a lot.
You know, when you're thinking about those kind of computers, that is a lot of money.
400 quid or something.
Yes.
Yeah. It's amazing. So, yeah, I think it's a brilliant idea. I've forgotten all about UniDays.
Thank you.
I must pester him a bit for that.
Yeah. Mm. And I think it probably is quite easy. I mean, then Harriet got on to, they both, Harriet and Dan, started talking about the Tesco club card. They said, oh my God, the Tesco's club card. They had a friend who worked at Tesco's and got a free meal. Or no, not a free meal, but went for a meal every day or something to do with me and didn't put it on the Tesco club card. And they were like, are you insane?
Wow.
The amount of money that you could have got back from that.
Really?
If you had... They both were good. They said it's the best card that you can possibly own. Then I said, have you got a Boots card?
And, I haven't got a Boots card.
No, I haven't. Do. I haven't got a Boots card. But every time you go in, they go, "Do you want a Boots card?" But how many cards have you got in your wallet?
I get a BP one. I get one from Shell.
I want to
one
know
from Boots,
what
one
are
from
the
Tesco's.
Best cards.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good
listeners,
idea.
Listeners, message us what are the best cards.
I interviewed Sir Terry Leahy once for a business thing that I used to host, and he was the CEO and the chairman of Tesco's for quite a long time. It was quite good because you got to chat to him for a while and I got to interview him, ask him all sorts of questions. And there was a room full of hair salon owners, but big ones, you know, people who own 20 or 30 salons or whatever. So we employed a lot of staff and saw a lot of customers and all the rest of it. But he said, if you had one thing to tell us, if there's one thing that we should take away, what is it? And he said, the one thing I did at Tesco's is I stopped looking for new customers and I just looked after the ones that we had.
Oh my God,
and
he said,
and I did that. By inventing the Tesco club card. He was
the guy
who brought it around.
Well,
and he said, all I wanted to do was keep the customers I've got and then reward them.
Make them really happy.
And they would bring new customers. And that's exactly what happened.
Oh, my God.
And it was a really brilliant
bit
of business advice, isn't it? Yeah. So he said, I didn't want to spend any money looking for new customers.
No.
I just wanted to love the ones I already had and they would bring me new customers.
And that is really true. And I mean, when you talk about loving your customers, I always makes me think of you because you love the people that follow you so
follow
much.
Me on Instagram
you just want to kind of help everybody. Mm. You stay up for hours at night trying to answer people's questions. That's why you started the hair clinics, for goodness sake. Because you just didn't have enough time to answer everybody's question. You thought I could do a blanket answer to the question, but...
I've just been on the phone to Andy now, so he said, let's do a post for tomorrow. What should we do? What do people want to know? And I was like, let's do a post about protein. Everybody wants to know, like, what's the best thing that they can eat to help their hair? And I said, let's do that tomorrow. Do a one-minute post on all the best things that you can eat to help your hair be the best.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Oh, I've looked forward to that.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Great, thank you.
Great recommendation.
Yeah, Harriet and Dan, thank you very much.
Okay, I've got a couple of things. First one, I did mention it last week briefly, but the documentary... the drama documentary called Our Father that somebody told me about on
Did you watch it?
I've watched it,
God, can I just... You're so sly. I've been with you for days.
I watched it 2 weeks ago. I watched it before and I just... It's been in my armoury or whatever to dish out on this podcast.
Okay.
But someone last week recommended it to us to watch it.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, I've already seen it. I've got to talk about it. So anyway, this is a documentary about a fertility clinic in America.
Mm. Where, don't give too much away.
I won't give too much away, but I mean, you get the general gist. It's called Our Father for a reason, you know. But the idea was that if you're having difficulty having kids or you want a sperm donor or you would like your husband's sperm put into you and some help in order for you to become pregnant, then you went to see this guy. He had a very good success rate. He was highly respected in that field amongst all sorts of other doctors and scientists. And they're interviewed in the documentary as well, along with lots of other people. Anyway, of course... what happened over the last 10 years is
DNA,
23andMe,
Ancestry.co.uk.
And people decided they would do this.
Oh, my God.
And they were sending pings. Their emails were going ping, ping, ping. And they'd have a look thinking...
related to 10,000 people.
All right. Steady on. It sounded like a trailer for a horror film all of a sudden.
It is. It's but a horror doc.
They were getting pinged and they were thinking it would be second and third cousins and stuff like that.
Half-sister.
Yeah, like half-siblings. And not only that, half-siblings that lived in the street next to them or the next town or the next village. And there were people who thought that it was their husband's sperm that had been used to make them pregnant, but it wasn't. He'd used his own. And I know. So I won't tell you any more about it, but you know, that's the general gist of it's being called Our Father, because there's a whole bunch of people in America that have the father.
But the thing that's really, really scary is this idea that people could have got together and got married and had sex with their siblings.
Siblings, yeah, yeah.
And how dangerous.
Oh, yeah, and that could have easily
childbearing
happened.
Childbearing and everything. Yeah. I mean, it's incest, it's dangerous genetically. Yeah. It's so bad.
It's so unbelievably immoral.
It's
so
dark.
But
that is horrible.
It's only about an hour and a half long. It's not dead long. It's not the best documentary I've ever seen. So don't get me wrong. There's better things to watch. But it is fascinating and really interesting. And there is a twist in the tale as well about something spooky or creepy, should I say, that he is connected to, that you also learn in the documentary. That is really quite dark. So it's on Netflix. It's called Our Father. It's quite new. And I would recommend it if you've got an evening to kill, an hour and a half, you and your husband or your partner or whatever, it might be worth a watch with a half a glass of half a bottle of wine.
You've upped it there.
I went Partridge
you,
there.
You were like, you not half a glass, half a bottle.
Half a bottle,
it's,
yeah.
It's not good enough just for half a glass. Yes. You'll need to be quite tipsy to appreciate it.
Yeah. I've just noticed Alpha Papa has just gone on Netflix as well, by the way. We've talked about this many, many, many times, but the Alan Partridge movie Alpha Papa has just gone on Netflix. It is hilarious. On the subject of half bottle of wine, I got really drunk on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, you did.
And I fell down the stairs.
Oh, fuck, it was funny.
I've spilled a whole glass of wine.
All the way down the white walls, which for some reason, it did stain the paint. I don't I literally wiped it off. Whilst you were wafting around.
Yeah, God. I slipped on the top step and I was like in slow motion.
With a glass in his hand.
I was watching this glass. I was thinking, I won't break the glass. But all the wine was going slosh, 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 all the way down the stairs, all the way down the wall.
Oh, my God, it was so funny.
I've seen the bruises on my arm.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh,
Yeah, I mean, that's carpet burn, that is.
It's proper carpet burn, aye. It were very funny, and I thought I was really hungover, but actually I've just ended up with a bit of a cold, so I will apologise now if I'm doing a bit of sniffing, because I know people don't like it. I'm trying very hard not to sniff too much. Anyway, that's Our Father. I've finished that now.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I've got a very quick one to talk about. Loop and Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
So our friend Hannah Tompkins from The Masked Dancer, our producer, I've got a picture of this chain that she's got.
Mm-hmm.
Now, admittedly, she is very young. I mean, like 40s. That's very young to me now.
Yeah.
No, late 30s.
Yeah.
She's late 30s.
She is late 30s, yeah.
She's late 30s. She's extremely attractive.
Yeah, yeah, she's gorgeous.
So she would look good in a bin bag.
Mm-hmm.
But these glasses situation, you know, you're hanging yours on your shirt. I don't know where to put mine.
These are glasses chains.
And she puts her glasses on a chain. But her chain looked so freaking cool.
Oh, this is a great recommendation.
Anyway, I was like, Where'd you get that from? This has got to go on the podcast. Anyway, it's by a company called Loop and Boogie. Loop and Boogie, spelled exactly as you think. And they've got a sort of store within Etsy. And all of their glasses chains are kind of ranging between, there's a kind of cord for your phone, sort of for $3.99, and they kind of go up to $15.99 for a pair of glasses. But the chain that she had was a metallic one, and it looked so cool. And I can't quite figure out. It was a sort of gold, I think it was called the gold tone chunky link glasses chain. And it looked quite trendy. I can't explain it, but she just looked really cool in it. No, maybe that's too thick. But anyway,
yeah.
I'm going to post a picture of Hannah.
We've seen her on Tuesday, aren't we?
Well, I've got one in my phone.
Oh, you've got one in your phone.
I've already taken one.
Okay.
I was like, Hannah, you look really cool. I want that.
Very nice, yes.
But she looks really, really good in it. So I think...
Are we too old for glasses
chains? I can't decide whether she can only get away with it
because
she's young.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, I feel like people with grey hair... Young women look amazing with grey hair.
Yeah.
But older women kind of just look a bit older with grey hair, which is great. I love, you know.
I guess the thing that looks like a necklace. I think I'd seen necklace first before I saw glasses, and that's maybe what it is. I might get one.
But loop and chain. And I think it is, in fact, the gold tone chunky link.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
And she's made it look fabulous.
It's $12.99.
And it's $12.99.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's on Etsy. Go and find them.
Etsy, Loop and Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got a very practical recommendation
Great.
For my next one. So I've been doing a bit of DIY around the house, as you know.
Oh, my God, you've been amazing.
Yeah, well, I love DIY.
And you're so good at
it. It's a type of therapy for me because I have to concentrate on what I'm doing, which means I can stop thinking about all the things that make me... slightly stressed and anxious. So DIY is a focused thing where I can just simply think about the task in hand and nothing else. So all my tools are all over the place at the moment. So I went to DIY.com, which is also known as B&Q. You know that? B&Q is DIY.com.
Shut up.
It's not B&Q.com.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah. They own DIY.com.
Oh my God, DIY.com's a really good name.
Isn't it just?
But it's really silly that their shop isn't known as DIY.com.
Yeah, maybe they should call themselves that in the end or something like that.
Yeah.
I love B&Q. Of all the places to go, B&Q is my go-to DIY place.
You've got a really
place.
Big one near us.
You've got a big one near us. Homebase, forget it. Homebase is a pretend DIY store.
Well, Homebase is more just homey stuff. DIY, like if you want proper DIY, if you want the big boys.
Yeah, yeah, if you want the big guns, you go there. So anyway, they have a deal on a Makita cordless compact drill and impact driver, right? Now you might go, what? But let me tell you, this has been the best bit of equipment I have ever bought. Now, Makita stuff's very expensive. So for the next setup, it's £225 for the cordless combi drill and impact driver. But this one, they've got an offer on at the moment at B&Q here. And I bought this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Good Lord, do I absolutely love it.
Oh, really?
It's so good. It comes with two batteries and a charger, which is rare. So you normally have to buy batteries and charger.
Did you find the charger?
Yeah, yeah. That's a different charger for a different set of batteries.
But did you find it?
Yeah, yeah.
Where was it?
I can't remember. I think it was at the studio.
Oh.
Yeah, it was in a drawer.
Oh, the joy.
Yeah, what a relief. But let me tell you, so if your partner does a bit of DIY or you're looking for a gift for, you know, somebody who enjoys doing a bit of DIY or has to do a bit, or this is a brilliant,
Can
brilliant
present.
Can I just
say something as well?
Yeah.
I think that Christmas now, you need to start thinking about Christmas presents.
Yeah.
If there's a deal on something and you know your partner would love it, get it now.
If you've got an iPad or an iPhone or something like that, open the Notes app or the Reminders app and start making a Christmas list now. Mm. And put this in it. If you've got someone in your family that wants it, for £125, you get the impact driver, which is a screwdriver. And then you get the drill, which has got a hammer drill on it. It's also a screwdriver. It's also a normal drill. It'll do masonry. It'll do steel. It'll do everything. It's really seriously a great bit of kit.
And you have put together a shelving unit, like a big kind of garage warehouse shelving unit. You have hung pictures. You've been
mirrors.
Very busy bee.
I built an outdoor kitchen with it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, it's outrageous. The it's really powerful.
I mean, range.
It's not super... It's not like super professionals. If you know like a joiner or something like that, they might want something next level. But honestly, it comes with a little carry bag and all the other bits and pieces, and then you can get a little set that goes with it. Excuse me, with all the drill bits in it and all the other screwdriver bits and stuff like that. But for £125, and I have bought lots of drills over the years, it is knockout. So I'll just repeat it again. So it's the 18-volt 1.5 lithium iron cordless combi drill and impact driver. DK18 is the code, and it's £125. So I'm not talking about the other one that's £225. It's £125, and it's absolutely worth every penny. I love this thing.
I love the way you get so excited about drills.
It's great.
I would like to talk about something that gets me as excited about that, and that is One Pieces.
Oh, really?
I'm a child of the 70s. Yep. I grew up in a One Piece. I grew up in a zip-up.
Done her hair.
Shut up.
Yeah, I do her hair a lot.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the model on the website, yeah.
Her?
Yeah, yeah.
She's so hot. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I was going to say one of the things that I really like about this site is that they have got a lot of women on there who are normal age.
Yes.
Well, like,
yes,
you
I know what you mean.
Midlife women.
They're not like
looking,
19-year-olds, obviously.
Looking really smoking hot. And I think that's really inspiring because I need to see other women my age.
Yeah.
You know, there's all about body confidence, but what about age confidence? Mm. I want age confidence too. Anyway, I think she's gorgeous, this woman. Anyway, I grew up in an all-in-one. I literally had a zip-up jumpsuit, dungarees. I spent my life in dungarees. Mm. I was always kind of tank top over shirts, you know, proper 70s. So I just love a one-piece. Anyway... This company is called Rock the Jumpsuit, rockthejumpsuit.com. And they are, in fact, let me just click on about. So Rachel Cameron Webb is the founder. And I love her because she is a woman of a certain age and she is just like me. She's always loved a jumpsuit and she started, she's got three kids. She launched her business in 2016. She couldn't find the jumpsuit that she wanted, so she just started making them. these are, I don't know about you, but, you know, somebody said to me the other day, do you remember I said about that person who said, you know, are you difficult to buy presents for? I said, I'm the easiest person in the world. I'm a magpie. Get me anything shiny or sparkling. And he and his wife, yeah, was on a long lost family, and they went and got me that pen with the enormous diamond in the end of it, like huge. Yes. I use it on the Masked Dancer every day. I just love anything sparkly. And this shop, the jumpsuit shop, has got like unbelievably sparkly sequin jumpsuits. Now, again, they are slightly party season because they are expensive. And I would maybe, if you wanted to think about it, you could think about getting one in the sale. And these are, they are brilliant. I love the Mandy jumpsuit. They're around the £350 mark, which I know is a lot of money. But if you're thinking about something like possibly a wedding, something like that, they also do things like these things called palazzo trousers. Mm. And the palazzo trousers are very simple. They're a kind of wide leg, quite chic trouser. But I love the shirt with the trouser. They sell the shirt as well. And you can get the separate kind of necktie thing to make it look a bit different.
Oh, God, yes.
You can get palazzo trousers that match your shirt in quite loud, gregarious colours and patterns. And they are all kind of quite modern and cool, and but with a nod to retro, which I love.
Very nice.
Again, not hugely cheap, but just, in my opinion, they are statement pieces.
Yeah.
What I do like about Rock the Jumpsuit is that they are slightly look-at-me clothing. So it is for that kind of special occasion, and it's something that you will wear again and again and again. Anyway, I love them. I think they're absolutely brilliant. So they are Rock the Jumpsuit, and they are on Instagram as well, same thing.
Ah,
and they've got loads. I mean, again, this isn't just like a new website with not that much on it. They have
There's tons
to get at. Tunic tops, sequin sets, the bow tie, the necktie, the boiler suits, denim jumpsuits, and oh my God, they've got a sequin coat on here that is to die for. There is a full-length sequin coat.
You've got to get that, right?
I want that entire outfit.
Yeah.
What is she wearing underneath? It's called a dream duster coat. You're not doing any dusting on that. You'll be scratching everything. But I love this. And then I want to stand in the brightest light you can find me, spotlight, and I'll just turn around a lot.
So like you're a huge glitter ball, right? Yes. Good, I like the look of that. I think you should treat yourself to something off there. Wow, is that the Dream Duster coat?
Yes, the Dream Duster coat. Then also, you know those sequins that flick one way and they're one colour, and then they flick the other way and they're a different colour? It does that. Shut up. The coat is £295. Sorry.
Nice.
Oh, my God,
Sequins. When I go out with you and you're wearing something sequined, when I wake up...
You're scarred.
I'm covered in sequins. They're in my pants. They're in my fingernails. They're everywhere. All of my face.
You love it.
Very good. Rockthejumpsuit.com for that.
Yes.
Yeah, great. I found another great Instagram account that I'd like to share with people, and it's called Throwback TV Ads. And I absolutely love it.
No, this is good.
Oh, it's so good.
This is really good. And throwback.
This is throwback TV ads. So there's lots of things like the Coco Pops advert, Maxwell House coffee thing. There's a great advert for TVAM. Do you remember TVAM?
Yeah.
Watch this. Saint and Greavesy. The Green Goddess.
God, life was so innocent back then. And Diamond.
Naked Lady in the Shower.
A gorilla? What?
Giles Brandreth.
Oh my God!
It's amazing, isn't it? So this is 1988. So I love nostalgia. Lots of people don't really like it. Oh, I don't want to look back. I want to look forward.
Why wouldn't you want to
love nostalgia?
I don't know.
It's great, isn't it? 1988. Breakfast telly started in 1988.
Wow.
Before that, it was CFAX. Me and my brother used to watch Cheap Holidays come up in very bad graphics. And then there's Wackaday TV in there, but there's some really good adverts in there. Dizzy Dinosaurs, which was a game when I was a kid. You've probably been taking drugs and getting drunk around 1988.
It was the summer of love. It was
look at this one for Quality Street, visiting dad in hospital. '87 looks older, doesn't it?
I think it's meant to look.
Oh, you think it
old.
Might look 70s? No, she's got 80s hair, really.
Mm.
Oh, but I just really enjoy it. So if you're looking for something for a bit of nostalgia that really takes you back, Throwback TV Ads on Instagram is its name. It's got 23,000 followers, but I'm enjoying it so much. There's another one called Throwback Telly as well, which looks like it's part of the same thing, but there's lots
God.
Of clips of like Dame Edna Everidge and all sorts of bits of TV. Clive God, James, I... The Minder, Hugh Laurie there.
I wonder how far it goes back.
Yeah.
They have God's Gift on there.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me, but if they don't, now we've mentioned it on this podcast.
Oh, it put me on there.
If we could put a clip of God's Gift on there. Are we implying that you were God's gift?
No.
I think we
are.
You were a gift from God.
Did you ever see it?
I did see it, yeah.
Oh, my God, it was very funny.
There was the only saucy thing you could get on TV back in them days, you know. That and Janie Cam on live TV, I think it was called, they used to watch. It was a show called Janie Cam that used to be on about 1 o'clock in the morning where two girls... would get topless and then pour tins of paint on each other and then kind of raunge around. Yeah. I think it was called Janie Cam.
Oh, my God.
I know. It was the closest thing. I mean, it was
life
pre-computers, so there was no internet.
So much.
Couldn't get Pornhub or anything like that back then. Janie Cam was as good as it got.
Oh, my God.
As long as I was home alone, it was one of the new network channels, you know, that you could get on the old cable. There'd be lots of people going, I remember Janie Cam, yeah. So that's my little recommendation for you there.
Are we going to do any more, or shall we do shout outs?
We've done 45 minutes.
Let's do some shout
outs. Okay, let's do some shout outs. Let's dig some up here. Just so you know, folks, this is Sunday night.
Oh, I want to quickly talk about, because people hopefully will have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to talk about, but although I think some people will have seen it, The Long Lost Family, that is going to be on this Monday. It was on Monday, the 6th of June. If you haven't seen it, go on to ITV Hub and watch Long Lost Families, Switched at Birth.
Yeah.
Which is the story of a woman who felt that she was switched at birth all her life. And then through DNA, she realised that she was switched at birth and she came to us asking if we could help her find her real family. And we then also cover what happened when two Italian women realized when their children were three that they had each other's children, that they'd been raising each other's children by mistake for 3 years, and how were they going to swap them back. It's unbelievably heartbreaking and difficult and important and interesting to watch.
It sounds incredible. Mm. Like
it's a Netflix documentary. It's
mind
blowing.
So this is on ITV.
ITV.
And what date will that be on then?
Well, it's on this Monday, which is the 6th of June. Go back and watch
it
on the Hub.
On the Hub. Well done, by the way.
Thanks.
We've got a shout out here that it's going to make you fall off your chair.
Oh my God!
Are you ready?
Yes.
So this is from someone called Francesca Linares Anderson. I think it's Linares. It's double L at the beginning. Linares. You ready?
Yes.
She's a wife. She's a mum of two girls. A working mum. And the global director of Honey Badette.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah. Oh, careful.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. She's called Leeds Cranky Frankie on here. Wait for it. She sent us a message.
Wait.
Yeah, put your headphones
Fuck.
Back.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you, unless she's lying. I mean, you know, like...
Wait. Yeah. Fuck, I can't...
Yeah,
what?
Do that. That's
okay,
it.
Okay.
Okay.
I've broken my neck. I've really hurt my neck.
I
did a somersault. Oh, my God.
No, you didn't. You did a roly-poly.
It was a somersault.
But you did look like...
Wait, so, fuck, hang on. Are you kidding me?
No. So she says here,
I've got every single piece of that underwear.
Well, you're about...
What?
You're about to get some more.
No, shut up.
It says, I am the head of product and marketing at Honey Bidet.
Oh, my God. What?
And love that the honey will be named after us. This
shut
is
up.
Our honey. For those of you who don't know, Honey Bidet is a lingerie brand, but we of have epic proportions.
No,
yeah, I know, but
we've recommended
case,
them on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And also just want to say, it's extremely well made.
Oh, it's outrageous.
I wear it every single day because every day is a special lingerie day because I am worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, anyway, this is why I am obsessed
with
this brand.
Oh,
my God.
And she says, if you let me know Davina's sizes,
oh God,
I would love to send her a set. I know, right? So, Francesca, you have got a very, very excited, happy person.
Oh, my God. I can't believe... No, but you know what's really funny?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe Honey Bidet know who I am
yeah.
now. Like, this is how sad it is.
Yes, it's not. Can I just say that I reap the vast majority of the benefits of Honey Bidet?
No,
now,
I
know you think you reap
I
all the
reap
benefits.
I reap the benefits.
I reap a large portion of those benefits. So I would like to extend my gratitude to Honey Bidet on all levels for making her very happy, but
so
also
happy.
Making her very saucy. Thank you. Did you like
that? Oh, my God. I literally...
I couldn't believe it as well. When I read it, I was like, what?
Oh, my God.
Yes, very good, very good. Pip Marsh has sent us a message. Pip's been with us from the very beginning, so thanks, Pip, and I hope you're all right.
Yes, she has. Yeah.
Hello, lovelies. A few things that I love at the moment, apart from you guys. Obviously, it's Big Boys on Channel 4.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like Water for Chocolate at the Royal Opera House.
Oh!
Not sure what that is, but...
Wait.
Hmm?
Like...
Water for Chocolate.
Water... Because I'm going to be in that next year.
Are you?
When I'm an opera singer.
Oh, of course, yes, when you're
I've got to read
singing.
All about this, because maybe... It's not that I don't like opera. I do like opera, but I don't like all opera. I'm very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't just love opera.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be
A specific type.
I'm not quite sure what that type is yet, but...
Pip Marsh also mentions Tropic Skincare, which sounds very nice. Anything with the word tropic in it is good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Collo, which is K-O-L-L-O, which is a collagen and vitamin supplement.
Mm-hmm.
We're big fans of collagen here. You have you use Ancient and Brave, I think, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I obviously do quite a lot
And I'm
work
not paid
with...
by Ancient
no, no.
and Brave. I just use it.
I do some work with Absolute Collagen.
Mm-hmm.
I am paid by them.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously you're suggesting this collagen. Collagen's very good. It's a protein, basically, that's super good for you, as lots of protein is. And finally, she also mentions The Brothers Landreth on Spotify, which must be music, I'm assuming. The Brothers Landreth. Pip Marsh, thanks very much indeed. It's
can
always
I just
nice.
Say,
yeah.
that was an amazing list of things.
Yeah. So, someone has mentioned something
It's quite funny that the brothers Landreth and Giles Brandreth.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot of...
got to mention. I'm not sure what this is. So, this is from someone called Sugo, S-U-G-O, and it says, Scampin' Dude, they sell superhero sleep buddies for children that might...
Oh, my God. That is such a good idea. Say that again.
Yeah, so Scampin' Dude, and they sell superhero buddies for children that might miss a parent that's in hospital. So you can put a photo in the back of the soft toy so that you can cuddle. Not only that, but the company then donates one to a child ill in hospital for each one bought. Absolutely amazing idea, Scampin' Dude. That's all she says, though.
I'm going
to
look them up.
To be anything else here. But thanks, Sugo. That sounds great.
I'm going to look them up, and we might do a proper big mention on them because that's really good recommendation for kids in a particularly difficult time.
So this is from Elsium Jewellery. I think it's Elsium. And it says, hi, you guys. I've been on a refined sugar-free mission recently and I found this chocolate brand. Oh, my word. It's the best chocolate I've ever tasted and I'm fussy where chocolate is concerned. They only use 3/4 ingredients and they only use coconut sugar, which is natural. It's higher priced than normal, but I only need half squares as a treat and enough is to satisfy. It's at... Hugh Kitchen, H-U Kitchen, or Hugh Kitchen. Also, a great carb-free pasta, tastes just like normal pasta and is very high in protein. Oh, I do like the sound of that. Zemb_UK, and that's from Lorraine. A carb-free pasta. Now, I would like that.
I have been Zemb, what's it called?
Zenb, Z-E-N-B _UK.
I did buy some pasta for you today, which was high-protein pasta.
Really?
Weird, right?
Oh, yeah, I must give that a whirl then.
It was interesting because I actually bought that for you today, thinking...
So I've gone from like 61.5 kilos down to 57 kilos now. So I've lost quite a bit of weight. So I'm now going to start to eat again and then start work out with weights.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to increase my protein intake to, I reckon, around about 130 grams a day, which is quite a lot. So I'm going to have a little play around with that and I'll let people know how I'm getting on, see if I can suggest any high protein meals that I'm enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
And I do need some carbs and calories as well. I can't just live off protein as far as I can tell.
Yeah, you need carbs and fat though.
Yeah, you do.
Important part of.
And then we'll see if I can grow some muscle and not just put me Tyson Furies back on.
I've just got to say that you are perfect.
Oh, thanks.
I wouldn't change anything about you. I understand that you'd like to. Build that yourself.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You are like lovely.
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah, pleasure.
Can't wait to see you in that new underwear you're gonna get.
I'm still buzzing.
Yeah, I bet you are. No.
I can't believe it. They know
who you are. You know, she lives in Sydney as well. I made that point.
In Australia?
Lives in Sydney, Australia, yeah.
No, shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they Australian?
I don't know. So
honey,
we should open a dialogue and see what happens.
I'm like...
Yeah, you're dialoguing.
I'm dialoguing.
Yeah. Emma Barrett says, hi both, love your podcast and recommendations and appreciate your recent commitments to recommendations which will be more in keeping with us all watching our pennies. So here's one for you that we've loved during the half-term holds. The board game Taskmaster.
Taskmaster.
Yeah, I have to go posh to say it. Taskmaster.
Taskmaster.
Mask. Master. Taskmaster.
Yes.
I knew it all along. You just got to put some gravy on it and then bingo, can say it. Taskmaster from the TV show that Morgana's in.
We love Morgana. Yeah.
Brilliant. So adults to youngies, grumpy teenagers even joining in. It's hilarious, engaging, and just plain grateful.
Well. That's a great...
Ladies and gents, is one for the Christmas list. Yeah. So we've got a list. Get it in there.
I'm going to get that for Christmas. Game. That's Taskmaster. A really good...
Yes. From Emma in Uppingham, 50 plus years old teacher, single mum of 3 teenage boys. Congratulations, Emma.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
And also, that is something affordable that the whole family would enjoy. If you're going to go and spend Christmas with a family, take a board game.
Yeah. Can I just say, Emma Barrett, you've put a little synopsis of who you are at the end. It says, from Emma in Uppingham, 50 plus years old teacher, single mum of 3 teenage boys.
Love that.
I would really like if
everybody
could just do a little synopsis of who they are at the end, because it'd be nice to give you a little shout out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just always nice to see yourself reflected back at yourself, isn't it? It's one of the things I love about certain TV shows, if I can see myself in a character or...
And it lets us get to know our listeners a bit better.
So thank you very much, Emma. I really appreciate that. And I hope your 3 teenage boys are all doing well. Okay, I think it's late enough. It's 10:30 at night on a Sunday night. We've had a nice episode this.
I'm beside myself.
I know, I can really see, I can feel that.
I can't wait to stop recording so I can go, what the fuck?
Yes. Well, you can talk to them as well. Like
Shut up. You can
communicate with them, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Great, okay. Well, that was really nice. I've really enjoyed that. And I hope everybody's all right, keeping well and all the rest of it.
Yes, and next week... You'll be able to hear if I have found myself a singing teacher.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, well, the other thing, I have downloaded some DJ software. I am going to teach myself how to DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to do some DJing.
Like, an opera to your DJing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, great. You can easily do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we can both let you know how we get on with our new ventures. I'm really excited. I downloaded the app today and played around with it a little bit. I was like, oh, my God.
Does it... where are the decks? Downstairs?
Yes. I mean, it's on my computer at the moment. Then you plug in the decks and then you can start mixing things together and everything.
Oh, my God.
But it's got all sorts of drum beats that you can then feed in. So you start to make remixes of songs that you already like. Yeah. That's what I want to do, really, is I want to take songs that I really like and then supersize them to dance to, you know.
Yeah.
Because we went nightclubbing, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Oh, and, my God, it was so good.
Yeah, we went to Fabric.
It was so good.
Which is a very trendy nightclub.
And I used to go in the 90s, and then it shut down. So it was amazing to go. But we knew somebody that knew a DJ, so we could go. Mm. But we were so old that we arrived 10 minutes before it opened.
I know, it was very funny, wasn't it? But listening to the DJ bang these songs out,
oh my God,
I remember thinking,
it was so good.
It was good, but I remember thinking, oh, I think there's something missing. Like, I would like to hear this or I would like to hear that. And that's what made me think.
I would like to just... Were you thinking, I'd like to hear a bit of Agadoo?
Yes. Was it Superman? Remember Superman? Swim. Dive. Superman. Remember that? Every bloody holiday I ever went on, I had to do Agadoo, the conga, and bloody Superman. Yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna learn to DJ. You can sing, I'll DJ. Boom, we'll have a party.
Boom, oosh, back of the neck.
Okay, lots of love, everybody. Enjoy your week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.